to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. I'm your host, The Surfer. And, of course, we'll be talking comic books for the next hour, maybe less, depending on what's going on. I have a call on hold, but before we get to him, I want to go over the ways you can listen to us on Rant EM Radio. You can listen to us live here on rantemradio.com. You can listen on TuneIn, Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, and so forth. If you even got a Zoom, you can still listen that way too. And if you want to be a part of this show and call in and talk comic books, you can call me on Skype at SilverSurfer_forever. And I'll be getting a phone number soon, so maybe with the phone number I'll get more calls. But sometimes I start the show off with box office numbers, and I have one to report on, which is, of course, the number one movie in the country, in the world, which is no surprise, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So far, its domestic total is $145. $45 million. That's almost a third more than what the original made when that came out a couple years ago. And its foreign take is $282 million, so now it's up to $427 million worldwide after the first weekend opening here in the United States. It's one of the top movies of the year so far, with just one weekend's worth of take. The only movie so far that's had a bigger opening was Beauty and the Beast, which had $174 million opening. Now, Beauty and the Beast is the number one movie of the year so far, and let's see if Guardians can catch up to that. Now, I have on the phone Mr. Hightower. Good evening, sir.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Surfer?
Did you go to Free Comic Book Day?
No, I didn't.
You know, I come on here all the time. I try to convince people, you got to go. Everybody say, hey, I'll go. They're just lying to me.
Nobody lying. Nobody just got no time to go. That's why I got digital download copies. Who need that?
You got all the digital download, the books they were putting out over the...
Over which one, DC or...
Of the free comics they was giving out. You got digital copies of them?
Oh, no.
But see, you're missing the point. You know, you're getting to go to the store. You get to see cosplaying and you meet people. But, you know, I know you're busy, man. So, I'm assuming you got to see Guardians over the weekend?
Of course I did. I went to the opening on Thursday.
Did you see it in IMAX?
No, I saw it in the D-Box.
Oh, okay. You was telling me you was going to see it in D-Box. So, what do you think of it?
The D-Box was pretty cool. Overall, D-Box setting was pretty cool. The movie, I loved the movie. I actually like this one other than the second one.
The second what?
I mean, I like this one other than the first one that came out.
I'm confused. Which one do you like better, first one or the second one?
Second one.
Oh, okay. So you like this one better. You like the fact they went even further with the craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know some people feel that way. I thought Dave Bautista's Drax, man,
he did a wonderful job.
They just unleashed him as far as the things he was saying.
Now the one that I really didn't like and was dry was what's that damn girl? The green girl.
Gamora?
Hey, Gamora. She was kinda she wasn't that like invested in her character.
I'm just speculating here, but I kind of think that she's going to, I'm assuming she's going to have more to do when they get with the whole Infinity thing, since she is tied into Thanos.
Because that's Thanos' stepdaughter, right?
Yeah. And, you know, even though, who knows, whatever happens to her, I think maybe she's going to have more to do in 3, because without spoiling anything, you know, they did set up a character that's going to show up in the 3rd movie.
Yeah.
And she has a deep tie with him in the comics. So she may have more to do in the next movie. And then, of course, they may set up some kind of love triangle. And I'm excited to see this person show up, because he's like one of my top 5 when it comes to characters.
And so I was doing research on him, and he all right.
Well, the research don't do it. You got to read like the books by Jim Starlin, and then you got to read the Infinity Gauntlet. And have you ever read the Infinity Gauntlet book?
No, but I was going to, because I was thinking about Thanos. And Surfer, they got comic book fans that's on YouTube that will actually explain the story to you. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. People spoil it. I'm not going to do it right now. I'll do it later. But, okay, before you read Infinity Gauntlet, you got to look for another two-part book. It's Thanos Quest. And I would actually suggest you read the pages of the Silver Surfer when Thanos is resurrected, because that's where he comes back to life. And, you know, first he's messed with the Silver Surfer, and the Surfer gets a, you know, dream that Thanos is coming back, so he's trying to stop him. And he doesn't have he's not equipped to deal with Thanos, not because he's not powerful enough, but because Thanos is the ultimate schemer outside of the other guy. And so Thanos will come up with a way to outthink him. And that's what he does to the Silver Surfer, like, the whole time. Like, even to a point where he tricked the Silver Surfer into going to this satellite. And inside the satellite, the Silver Surfer powers are gone. So now
So you said I just start off.
No, you don't have to. I'm suggesting you might want to start off with his appearances in the Silver Surfer, because all that leads up to then Thanos Quest, which you definitely should read. That's how he collects all the Infinity Stones. Because before that story, you know, everybody thought it was all just soul gems, because, like, you know, there was the one soul gem. And then there was the other gem. They all thought they were the same thing, and nobody knew what they were until Thanos did his research and said, "No, these things are more powerful." Because he takes on these elders in the universe to get all the gems from them, and like a different elder has a different gem, and they don't realize what the gem is doing for them. Like, there's a guy called the Runner, and he's similar to the Silver Surfer, but he doesn't use a board, and he can run through space. And all of a sudden, he has, like, the space gem. And he doesn't realize that the space gem is making him jump through space without thinking. You know, he thinks of a quadrant, and all of a sudden he's there, and he thinks he ran there. He doesn't realize he teleported. Okay. And like, as you got the champion, he got like the power gem and so on. And so Thanos goes through tricking them into getting the gems from him. That's how he puts together the gauntlet, and then that starts the Infinity Gauntlet, which of course, you know, he takes over for eternity, and now the whole universe has to find a way to stop him, because the first thing he does, he wipes out half the universe in a single second. Like, you know, you're standing there, and your wife is next to you, and next thing you know, she just disappeared because she's dead. You don't know what happened to her. And, you know, all the remaining heroes that didn't die, you know, they're gathered they gather together to try to stop him, and it's a futile situation.
My question is, like, why he doing this now, trying to take over now? Well, for what I was reading and all that stuff, you know, the my little researches, a woman called Death.
No, it's not a woman called Death. It's Death. He has an infatuation for Death. He's in love with Death. Now in the Marvel comics, Death appears as a
woman.
Woman, yes.
Yeah. But so will you think we will see Death in Infinity Wars?
Doubtful. Because it would take a lot more for Death in Eternity to show up.
Oh, okay.
They have to set that up, but you never know.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you can get those books, that's what I would suggest that you.
So you said the quest.
Yeah, Thanos right. Quest, and then go to Infinity Gauntlet. You don't have to read the other Gauntlet books, but...
Because I can already got the quest, so I'm going to go ahead and probably read that tonight.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to learn more on Thanos. He just popped in my head for some reason, which I just want to learn more about him since Guardians of the Galaxy, so... I'm gonna give him a check out, see if I like him, but yeah.
Now, I really hope either this is gonna be the greatest film of all time, or you know at least close to it, because this is a lofty thing to do, to try to recreate a storyline like that where it takes a lot of players, and you know people will not walk out of this unscathed.
It touched a lot of hearts too. I don't want to give it away because it's not a rumor, it's not a spoiled show, but man, it touched my heart.
What did?
some scenes touched my heart.
What, in Guardians 2?
Yeah, in Guardians 2.
Yeah, I can see that. And of course, poor Groot. I mean, there's a scene where Drax says, "Move out the way, younger, dumber Groot." Oh, that was so funny.
Yes, it was funny.
Now, Kurt Russell, he's always good at, you know, in the roles he plays, and he just does it over the top just enough, but.
He played Ego real. The man knew what he was doing.
Well, the humanoid Ego, that's not that doesn't exist. So you can play him any way. I just like the way they got like.
No, his acting chops. I'm talking about his acting chops.
But when one ship was flying towards the planet and you saw Ego's face,
yeah.
I was like, yes, they got that right. And you get your Stan Lee cameo, of course. I think at this point, these movies are keeping Stan Lee alive. I think if they stop making Marvel movies, then I think that'll be the end of Stan Lee. I hope not, because he got to at least make it to 100. But
he at least.
And now you hear him sick from time to time. And of course, he's not gonna be doing conventions anymore after this year. So,
do he have a son or a daughter?
Probably got plenty of kids.
Yeah, granddaughter or grandson to take his place.
Take his place as what?
As just being in cameos.
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody got to do it.
That it wouldn't be the same. It's like nobody would say, "Hey, that's Stan Lee's grandchild." No, come on. I mean, look, whatever they've done in their lives, they've been normal people. None of them obviously got into comic books. His brother writes comics, you know.
At least put his brother in there, somebody.
Most people don't know who his brother is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's like saying, hey, how come the Kirby heirs aren't in these movies? Because nobody knows who they are. I mean, if Jack Kirby is still alive, then yeah, he'd be in these movies too. But he's been dead a long time, so that means nothing.
It's so hard to give away a spoiler because it's.
Wait, we'll do one next week.
Okay.
Let's give people a chance to see the movie, yeah. Oh, well, I missed another call. Hold on a second. Let me add this person in. See, I'm busy talking to you. I'm not paying attention to my Skypes. Oh, Doom.
What's going on?
What's up, my friend?
Nothing.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I went the first showing on Thursday.
Everybody's copying me. I sit there in the first show.
Ain't nobody
everybody's doing it now. Okay.
I bet do this, Alpha.
Did you see it in IMAX?
It's some kind of different kind of movie theater here. It's
saw it in
3D.
Just regular
it's
3D?
Like it's like XD or something.
It's a Regal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically the same. It's just that IMAX is a brand name. So Regal has, you know, their large screen format, but they can't call it IMAX, so they call it DX or XD.
Just like mine, XD. Yeah.
And Cinemark has a version too.
Yeah, Cinemark. Yeah, Century.
My Cinemark don't have it because it was one built small and it wasn't a Cinemark until it got bought out.
Y'all don't have no D box though?
No D box.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on the movie?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah. I mean, what part are we into the thing? You know, I don't talk about spoilers.
No, we're not spoiling. Just tell me what you thought of the movie. Would you?
Oh, I liked it, and I liked all the different Easter eggs. I liked how they brought the old Guardians into the.
Well, that's a spoiler, but yeah.
Which I did not know about. I did not know about old Guardians of the Galaxy.
The original Guardians was created in 69. And yeah. They were from the 20 something century, like the 23rd century or something like that. And they came together out of necessity because, Earth, you know, they colonized the rest of the solar system. So they had genetically engineered people to live on Venus and Saturn and places like that. And then the Badoon came in and wiped all of them out, and a few survivors got together and they became the Guardians. So in the end, when you see all those Ravagers and you see the different cameos of Ravagers, well, they're supposed to be original members of. They're supposed to represent original members of the Guardians.
Yeah.
And then now this is a spoiler, people. There's one of the cutscenes you have. Stallone sitting there saying, "Oh, it took something such and such. I'm not going to spoil that part for us to come together." And he represents one of the members called Starhawk, who's a dick in the worst sense. But he's you never know his true motives because he's supposed to be a good guy, but he's supposed to be a guy, and he's supposed to be bad at the same time, and his whole thing is in the comics he's called the one who knows because he knows everything's going to happen, but you find out the reason why he knows everything's going to happen because at some point in his life he's forced to become a baby, and then he's put back into his body in the beginning, so he keeps reliving his life over and over.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got Charlie 27, who was Ving Rhames. And Michelle Yeoh, she's supposed to be the person that came from Venus. And then, like, that crystal-looking guy, he's, like, that was with Stallone. He's an original member. He's from Pluto. And then, like,
The
one creature that didn't talk, he's like the future Sorcerer Human Supreme. Ring.
Oh,
like he takes over from Doctor Strange in the future, and then they had that little robot called Mainframe. Mainframe is the Vision. In the comics, he's the Vision who gets debodied and put into a computer. And so he's still around in a computer Mainframe. So
which is Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, that was the voice of Miley Cyrus. The only person they didn't have, of course, was Vance Astro and Hollywood.
That's the guy who was on fire, right?
Who?
Huh?
Who's the guy on fire?
I'm trying to remember. Somebody was like flame based, or the hair was.
No, that would have been Michelle Yeoh's character.
Okay.
No, Vance Astro, he was from our time. He goes out into space and then he reawakes in the 23rd century, and he's kept alive through the suit he wears, because if the suit comes off, then he'll just decay and die. And then Hollywood is Wonder Man, who of course doesn't die, and he just been around for centuries.
Yeah, because he's ionic.
Yeah. So they didn't do Hollywood, and they didn't do Vance Astro. Now, of course, if you don't know the original Guardians, when I saw it the first time, I saw the scene, but it wasn't until I looked it up on IMDb, and they said that Ving Rhames played Charlie 27, that's who they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
So, now, what was the question I was about to ask? Is this something y'all want to see again, or y'all just going to wait for it to come out on video? Or?
I'll probably take my family this time to go watch it.
Well, I'm going to Disneyland, so I'm going to get to see it again and at the movies in downtown.
How much Disneyland charges at their movies?
How much they charge?
Yes.
It's AMC, so it's gonna probably be probably like a regular ticket will probably be like $10. Okay,
they don't overcharge.
No, they ain't go. Actually, y'all keep talking. I'll check right now.
Oh, okay. Boy, we've been talking a lot about Guardians, huh?
Yeah, I did get some comics too from the free comic book day.
So somebody made it. Thank you. How was it for you? Tell me your experience.
It was fun. I mean, I went and picked up.
Was it a lot of people?
Somewhat. You know, people was dressing up, but I hit it early.
Mm-hmm.
I got three. That was our limit. I picked up the Secret Wars. What else I picked up? Secret Empire.
Secret Empire, yeah.
It was Turtle issue, and it was something else. I had to go upstairs and look. Something for my kids, you know.
Yeah, I picked up that Secret Empire, and, you know, I was wondering how that was going to tie in, whether it was just going to be a recap or it was going to be part of the story, because Zero already came out, and One came out.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that free comic book issue does fit in between Zero and One, because what they don't show you in Zero is, they show you how Captain America sets everything up. As far as trapping people outside the Earth and trapping people in New York. And, you know, now he can just go into D.C. with Hydra. But the rest of the heroes come charging in, and they're kind of shocked that, Cap's behind this, and they go fight anyway. And then just how he dismantles them, you know, he does something to turn some of them to his side, and then he finds a way to defeat them. And then, of course, that last page is just like, oh, shit.
$12.50.
Okay, that's
$21 for IMAX 3D.
Yeah, okay. That's comparable prices to a lot of major cities and so on, so. Of course, you know, I never want to pay full price for IMAX unless it's a Star Wars movie. So I just keep my glasses for next time, and then I just do a left turn, and I'm like, oh, how'd I get in here? This picture's so big. Maybe I should put these glasses on. I can see it better. And speaking of Guardians, do y'all know who created Rocket Raccoon?
No.
No, I know about the story about the guy, like how for the money of the films, about the
Yeah. So let me tell the story. So Rocket Raccoon was created by Bill Mantlo, and he was in a car accident some time ago, and so he's kind of paralyzed, and he got, you know, a lot of
brain damage.
Yeah, and nursing bills, but you know the money he's getting now from these movies for creating Rocket, you know, it's helping him out. It says Bill Mantlo is a legendary creator known for his work on Cloak and Dagger, Incredible Hulk, and Rhyme, Space Knight. But thanks to the Guardians of the Galaxy film, he's best known for being co-creator of the Foulmouth, Space Rodent, and Rocket Raccoon. Mantlo also been living in a nursing home since he was injured in a hit-and-run accident 5 years ago. Now, thanks to a new deal struck by Marvel Comics, he has been able to move out and into a home of his own. As reported by his brother Mike in a guest column for the Hollywood Reporter. And this is on CBR. And there is a fund you can donate to if you want to help the man out, which you can find on Facebook. It's Bill Mantlo.
Why didn't they just don't give him no money? How much money they gave him? Give him some millions. They got hell of money.
Well, no, he is getting money now.
He is getting some money. But the thing is. Yeah. Here's the deal. When a lot of these guys was creating characters for comic books, you know, it was higher type of deal, and nobody knew that it would be the way it is now, where merchandising and movies make way more money than you did selling comic books. So, yeah. You know, there's a lot of creators don't get nothing for the creations they came up with. Like,
and,
you know, people that made Superman, their heirs have to go to court, and then you hear about all the court cases with Jack Kirby's heirs trying to get, you know, money for all the things he created, and you know, what do you do?
That's why Image is more and more
getting bigger and bigger, because with Image, you know, you create a book, you still own the rights. So, you know, you make up The Walking Dead. Now that man's making so much money because he's not giving it to Image. He's keeping it for himself. Now, Image may get a piece of the pie.
Exactly.
But,
that's exactly why me and my cousin, we making the show. We almost finished with our script. I'm going to make sure we copyright our shit, because ain't nobody about to take my damn money.
Yeah, but it's not about copyrighting it. I mean, they were working for someone else, so.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody about to take my money, man. I want a piece of everything. If my show is a success, I want a piece of fucking everything. Warranties on everything. Fuck all that.
Yeah, I got to talk about this week's episode of Flash, which is going to be spoilers, of course.
I ain't seen it, so
boring.
You said boring?
Flash is fucking boring.
Oh, come on now, dude.
Well, I'll hit y'all back later after this spoiled.
I'll call you back when I'm done.
Alright.
So, you know, this season of Flash, he's been dealing with two villains. One, the first one was Dr. Alchemy, who turns out to be working for another species called Savitar, because there's always a species of villain involved when it comes to the Flash TV show. And it's a question of who is Savitar, and then, of course, the Flash finds out that in the future, his woman, Iris West, will be killed by Savitar, so he's been spending this half of the season trying to find a way to prevent that. And he wanted to know who Savitar was. He, even to the point where he traveled to the future to find out who Savitar's what, who Savitar is, and didn't find out. But this week, you know, after finally figuring out all the clues that's been right in front of him and all the things that have been said to him, Barry figured out that Savitar is a future version of himself. Because the first thing he said to the Flash when he was talking through another person, he said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm the future Flash." Now, at first you think he's saying, "I'm the future, comma Flash," but it was right there. He said, "I'm the future Flash." So, now, why Savitar is an evil version of the Flash is up to speculation at this point. Now, some people think that he's like a time remnant copy of the Flash. I'm going to tell you my theory. Alright, so I think there's different timelines, right? There's the Zero timeline, which was the timeline where nobody went back in time, killed Barry's parents. Barry grew up with his parents. Later on, he became the Flash. Then there's the number one timeline, which is where the TV show starts, where Reverse Flash goes back in time to kill Barry, but instead kills Barry's mother, and then Barry's fathers go to jail, and that person gets trapped in the past, and he needs to get back to the future where he belongs. So he creates the Flash earlier than the Flash should have been created, so he can create the Speed Force. Now, by the end of season two, the Flash goes back in time to prevent his mother from being killed, which he does. But then he supposedly changes the timeline, and he creates what they call Flashpoint, where his mother's alive, his father's out, not in jail, and all the people he knew don't know him anymore because they didn't have a reason for coming together. But that timeline couldn't last because something tragic happened, and then the Flash started losing his memory, so he had to beg Reverse Flash to go back and kill his mother. So when he goes back and kills his mother again, supposedly that's supposed to reset the timeline, but it didn't. It kind of created a new timeline, where in this one, things are a little bit different. Now, here's my theory. I don't think there are new timelines. I think the Flash from the first timeline, when he changed the past, jumped to a new timeline. He didn't change the timeline. That first timeline is still there, where there's a Flash and everything is going forward. But he went to a timeline that shouldn't have never existed. And in there, there was villains and people with powers where there should have been a different... No, I'm not... Okay, I'm saying that wrong. The timeline should have existed, but it should have been a different person as the Flash. But he took over that timeline. And so when he went to this third timeline... I hope I'm not being too confusing. Went to this third timeline. He displaced the Flash from that second timeline. Which probably... Huh?
Why do Flash keep changing everything?
No, he only did it once. But then he had to go back and do it a second time because he messed up. So he displaced that Flash, causing him being stuck in the Speed Force, which drove him crazy and then became Savitar. Because one of the things Savitar was doing in this new timeline was recreating the villains and the heroes that already had powers in this second timeline, that no longer had powers in this third timeline. So it seems like Savitar is trying to recreate his version of the timeline. But he can't take over as the Flash because there's a Flash there now. So he wants to make sure now this Flash becomes him, which is Savitar. And he thinks the way of doing that is to kill off Iris West. I know it's a confusing theory, but I just made up, but that's just me. I just think that he just misplaced a Flash from a different timeline and trapped him unknowingly in the Speed Force. Did any of that make any sense to you or no?
Not really, because I hate the Flash.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it made sense for a person. Like, I don't really too much like the Flash show, just because it's like pretty much boring to me. Like, I tried to watch the first season, I just didn't like it. But It kind of makes it. I was wondering why he always changes timelines, like in the comic books and messing up shit, the paranormal box and all that other shit. Like he keep messing up everything.
Well, everybody, you know, being a superhero don't make you a rocket scientist. So
I don't know, he just keep messing. That's one character I do not like. Just keep messing up. Gotta change this. Gotta change that. Cause I'm reading the rebirth of DC right now, and it's mainly all about him, Wally West, and
he's a different Flash.
Yeah, that's Wally West though, right?
No, yeah. The Flash that we're dealing with is Barry Allen.
Oh, okay.
Barry Allen was the original Flash, and of course he died or disappeared during Crisis. Wally West took his place and became the Flash until Barry Allen came back. And then it was two Flashes until they did this, until they did Flashpoint, then the New 52. There was no Wally West, and then they brought in a new Wally West, but with the rebirth, okay. The original Wally West came back, and they explained that he was trapped somewhere. And now there's two Wally West. There's the original, and then there's the black version.
Okay.
And they're related.
Brothers?
Like, no, they're cousins. Like, they were, like the original explained that they were both named after the same person.
Oh, okay.
That's why they have the same name.
Okay.
Let me bring Doom back in, Ryan. I want to know. You see?
MCW shows us. I don't know.
I still haven't watched American Gods yet. I got the first episode.
Watched the second one just right when I got off you.
I gotta catch up with it. Doom, you back?
Catch up with it.
Yeah, I'm back.
It's good.
It's good?
Surfer, you'll like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got the first one on DVR, but the second one, I'm going to stream them through Stars. Because I don't have Stars on my cable, but I have the streaming service.
Yeah, it's from me too, through Amazon. I got mine through Amazon.
Now, Hightower, you got the Marvel Unlimited, right?
Yeah.
How you liking it?
I see myself not looking at the new magazines they got out, or not new comics they got out right now. I'm going back and they're still reading the X-Men. I pretty much love it.
So that's how you can read the Infinity Gauntlet Thanos stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Infinity Gauntlet, Thanos. I really wish DC, because I practically love. I'm a bigger DC fan than Marvel. Yeah, love DC.
This is the thing I was about to tell you. Marvel is joined to Comixology Unlimited. So now you know about Comixology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you know, they have unlimited service, so now they're going to have Marvel books on their unlimited service, too. So I don't know if you want to get both or just switch over to Comixology Unlimited so you can have Marvel in DC along with all the companies.
How long is it? Is it new books or old books?
Well, if you go to the CBR story, which I posted on my Facebook page on the What Are You Reading show, they got most of the new stuff, like the all-new Wolverine, Black Panther, Civil War, the first Civil War, Fantastic Four Special, Gamora, Guardians. It's all here. Runaways.
They got anything on DC?
I'm just saying. DC was already on the Comixology Unlimited, but Marvel is now on there. And then there's another thing. If you want a recent DC and don't want to pay for it all, this is the app you got to get. Let me find it on my tablet. Even though I don't get a chance to use it a lot, I still have it. And
it costs hella much.
Do you got a lobby card?
Yep. All
right, because you're going to need it. Where are you? No, not the DC. Comics. I'm always having trouble finding this app when I need it. Because it does a lot, and you might want to download it. Hoopler. Download Hoopler? The Hoopler. Huh?
You said Hoopler?
Yes. Now, if you get this Hoopler app, what it does, it allows you to connect to your local library. So they have on here audio books, movies, music, comics, ebooks, and television shows. So as far as like comics, they got DC, they got what's these other companies? Sorry.
Hoopler,
H-O-O-P-L-A. This is just what they got on the front page. They got the Justice League. They got the Green Lantern. Batman, Superman. And it's a lot on here. And it don't cost you anything to read them. Just put in your library card, and you can read books from there.
It called Hoopler Digital?
Yes. So you got Riverdale, Adventure Time, Wreck-It Ralph. And I think they allow you to look at 20 free things a month.
Okay.
So if you want to read 20 comic books, or you just want to watch some movies, or a little bit of everything, see what movies they got on here.
Because right now, a comic book I'm reading for DC is, I don't know, you probably already read this, Surfer, is Dark Side War.
No, Justice I haven't League. Read it, but I know it just came out recently. God?
Yeah.
The last comic book series I read for DC was Forever Evil. Because I'm a big fan of the Crime Syndicate.
Oh, they got something out for the Crime Syndicate?
Well, it was a crossover event where it used to be a thing where, like, on the regular Earth, like, good's always gonna win. So
yeah,
if the Crime Syndicate came over, they were gonna get their ass kicked. Now on their Earth, they're gonna win because it's their Earth and that's the way things work. But after I think the Final Crisis, things were a little different. So the Crime Syndicate realized they could come to Earth and kick ass, and that's what they did. Of course, they ended up losing in the end, of course, like they always do.
There's just something about DC. They just way more better when it comes to their comics.
No, I wouldn't say that. It just depends on what you like.
Yeah. But for what I'm reading, like Batman, Joker's Daughter, wonderful.
Oh, okay.
They made another book for that. Super Sons.
Who allowed the Joker to knock them up?
Harley Quinn.
Yeah. But she shouldn't have a daughter at this point, should she?
No, Batman, Joker's daughter. That's not even. She's not even Joker's daughter. She's just a crazy bitch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just so good, man. Just, I don't know. DC is just whooping them on the comics.
Somewhat, but Marvel's just been, every year they just they shuffle all the comics up. So it's kind of hard to get into different books because, you know, after this event, three or four characters are going to change. Somebody's going to die. The same old, and it gets annoying.
Mm-hmm. It does get annoying. That's why I only read, like, when it comes to that, I only read, like, probably X-Men, and I'm going to get into Thanos because I want to know more about him.
They didn't clip the X-Men from what I grew up reading the X-Men. They have a past Cyclops. The real Cyclops is dead. You know, he done killed Professor X. He's a villain and stuff. It's just what made the X-Men books good, they're not doing no more, you know.
Well, yeah, they kind of dicked over the Cyclops. But as far as him being dead, I don't know if that's going to last. Maybe they killed him all because he was damaged and But, you know, he'll be back at some point for whatever
reason. Well, shit, he did a lot of shit. I'm still reading the end. This nigga is crazy.
Like I said, I never liked what they did.
The end of what?
And also X-Men, the end.
Oh, well, that's not...
Still, he just not giving a fuck about these fucking mutants that's dying.
That's not canon. That's just, you know... But... And then, like, I don't know the way they really killed him off in Death of X. When you find out what really happened to him, you're like, come on, man. I would have rather him go out the way that you thought he would out than the way he actually did go out.
Yeah.
And look, I've always been a fan of Cyclops, you know? I mean, like, he was cool up until the point when Jean died. And then all of a sudden he became mopey Cyclops. He's crying all the time, over the place. And then of course he meets Madeline Pryde and he snaps out of it because he's getting laid again. And then of course she turns out to be a clone. And like he's married to Madeline and finds out Jean's alive and just dumps Madeline to go back to Jean. Yep. So that drove her crazy and she becomes the Goblin Queen and so forth, causing more strife. And then, you know...
See, my thing is, so the end is not a canon.
No, it's like Wolverine, the end, the Punisher, the end, the Hulk, the end. These are just...
Hold on. You know, there's a timeline where the mutants leave Earth, because they get... And they go out into space, in the Guardians timeline, the Guardians of the Galaxy of the 23rd century, in their timeline, the mutants leave Earth. And, like... Apocalypse tries to stop them, and Magneto sacrificed himself to stop Apocalypse. So they go and find a new planet. So when the Guardians find this planet, most of the descendants aren't mutants. Like there's only a handful of mutants, and they like cruelly rule over the nine mutants, which have populated this planet from their offspring. Wolverine's descendant, she's like the leader, and she's like super evil.
So what is this shit called?
this was Guardians of the Galaxy from the 90s.
Guardians of the Galaxy from the 90s?
Yes.
Look into that.
And,
I got something new.
She rapes a inhuman... So she could have an offspring, and she finds a. I think it was her, but I forgot. Somebody finds a way to uses one of Black Bolt's offspring as a weapon, and it gets crazy. But after a while, nobody was reading it, so it got canceled, like most books do. I got some sad news for y'all, so I hope you're sitting down.
What?
Y'all know Pepe?
The frog?
Yeah, Pepe the frog.
What's up? Yeah.
He's dead.
Okay.
Creator kills the white supremacist hijack icon. Says after fighting an uphill battle to reclaim the feel-good image of his popular character, after it was perverted by a culture of hate, cartoonist Matt Furry laid to rest Pepe the Frog in Fantagraphics, Free Comic Books Day offering, world's greatest cartoonist. In a one-page strip, Pepe lies in an open casket while Boys Club friend Landwolf, Brett, and Andy mourn him in their irrelevant fashion.
How did it become a white supremacist thing? I don't know.
They just started taking his image and putting like Nazi images on there and using him as a mascot. They just took him. You know, it's like images of him having like Trump-like hair and stuff, and it just took off on you know how the internet is today with Twitter and Facebook and
yeah
I see it online now, but so, it's
go ahead.
I mean, you can say the same thing with the Arthur meme with the hand.
What's the Arthur meme?
When it got the hand balled up, when it's just the hand.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, but let's give a few seconds in remembrance of Pepe the Frog. Moment of silence, please.
We still got Pepe Le Pew.
Why, Pepe? Why? I didn't know you, but I'm going to miss you. Okay, let's move on. Pepe Le Pew, huh? It's not the same. Not the same. What am I missing now? Oh, okay, no, nothing. Did you see some of the trailers that came out this week?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Dark Tower was amazing. The Defenders was amazing.
Oh, the Defenders. I can't wait till I see that. Except Iron Fist.
Well, maybe you know, with a different writer and showrunner, maybe Iron Fist will be cleaned
up. And a little bit more time to practice Kung Fu.
Plus, it won't be focused on him totally. So, you know, he'll just be a complimentary piece, and it'll work out better. Let's give him a chance. August is coming up, man. Let's wait till August. We could come over here and talk about it.
I'll say hi, Tyre. I mean, you know, when he got the role, he only had 6 weeks to prepare, man. You can't learn Kung Fu in 6 weeks, dog.
No, it's not that. It was just like very like I watched almost all of them, and the best one was what's the fuck his name is? Big dude, black dude.
Luke Cage.
Luke Cage was the best, actually best show. And I sat through Jones. I sat through her shit. Hers is kind of boring, but I still sat through because it was interesting.
Come on, dude, it's not boring. That's some compelling. That's
storytelling.
That did some rough stuff she goes through in that. That ain't just
was horror. That was psychological horror.
It's not, you know, maybe it's not just action packed, but you can go to the fact that she was going through mind raped all the time, and you had to deal with that, and being physically raped by Purple Man when she was under his powers and being made to kill people, and you know, she's messed up. Now,
Iron Fist was all right. I don't understand how everybody hated it.
Because,
like
I said, look, I can tell you why. The action was dull and boring. He didn't seem like he was the man like he should have. You know, he's going around talking about, I'm the living weapon. But he, you know, he had a security guard get to jump on him in one scene.
Okay. And I got a feeling that
The fight scenes weren't.
Defenders, his actual, if he's been still practicing Kung Fu and stuff, he's going to look better, because when they did the scene in the hallway, he looked a little bit sharper than he did in the whatchamacallit.
Okay.
When he jumped over Cage's back.
You watch Into the Badlands?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see the martial arts in that?
Man, that dude, don't tell me Sonny, man. He's Asian, and he's probably been doing Kung Fu.
It's not just him, it's everybody in that show.
Again, they practice for the role, and that's what I've been trying to tell
you. But they could have found somebody that maybe knew a bit more martial art. They, listen, you know, what's the guy's name who played Darth Maul?
Ray Park.
Yeah, he begged for that role.
But he can't act.
Finn Jones didn't do that great of a job acting either.
All I'm saying is everybody have some faith and wait till the show, because I believe that his skills have gotten better. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
He, you know, it wasn't like he put on a Shakespearean performance. It was, you know, some of that shit was dry.
I'm just having faith. That's all. Just have some faith.
And then the whole thing with the boardroom stuff. I mean, that was really like the whole Meachums and everything. Like they could have been a compelling story, but watching them go in the boardroom and spend long periods of time with them arguing with the board and everything. That was just
typical little. I mean, it's probably the same comic book story, but it could have been way more interesting. Okay.
I believe, and if they do a second season is going to pick up. They're going to introduce the old Iron Fist, and he's going to get a power upgrade, and he'll be able to use them. He'll get the book in Iron Fist.
Well, I suggest they get a new showrunner.
Yeah.
Now I was asking you about the teaser. Did they show the Inhuman teaser in front of?
No.
No?
I didn't get none of that.
You haven't seen it? Well, I do have it on
Facebook.
I'm going to put the link in the chat room right now.
Oh, speaking of the chat room, the sports report is playing. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. Thanks for telling me. We're back, people. I didn't know I was disconnected. So, if I don't know how long we was off the air, but you can, of course, listen to this on the download if you missed out. I apologize for that. And we'll let Stanley know we're back on the air. It's a... You know, Stanley Kubrick, he's over in Europe. I think he voted for this new...
What was she talking about? All it was just Inhumans. They didn't show nothing.
Yeah, but, it's, you know, this is just a teaser. Because it's coming out.
That's just the credits, man. Like,
what is Inhumans? I don't know nothing about them.
Okay, well... No. Let me first talk about it. They got a photo out of the royal family, which of course Black Bolt, Medusa, Crystal, Maximus the Mad, Karnak, and what's the other guy's name? Tell you in a second. What's his name? Hold on. Trigon's not. No, not Trigon. Gorgon, sorry. And people were complaining that they were about Gorgon being black because he got hooves, and then Karnak being Asian. But okay.
Isn't that the one that does kung fu?
Yes, Karnak. Yes,
he's always kind of been Asian. He's always had that like mustache, the thing always over his face.
Well, I don't think people kind of realized that, knew that. Now, he's the only Inhuman to not be exposed to the crystals. Now, to answer your question of who the Inhumans are, like, you know about the Kree, right?
The Kree?
Yeah.
No.
The Kree was this warlike race, and they was having war with the Skrulls. And so they wanted to get an advantage, so they was going to primitive worlds and experimenting on the population, trying to create weapons. And they came to Earth.
Isn't that how the mutant gene got there, too?
No. The mutant genes came from the Celestials. No, I mean, not the Celestials. The
Internals?
No, Celestials. Right? I had it right.
Yeah.
So they came and they experimented on primitive people and exposed them to the Terrigen Mist. And it gave them powers. But for some reason, they decided to cut the program, even though they did this on hundreds of worlds, because their leader, the Supreme Intelligence, one of these weapons was going to end up killing him, and that weapon is Black Bolt. The Black Bolt is destined to kill the Supreme Intelligence.
Yeah.
So the Kree, for the most part, wiped out most of the different planets that they experimented on, but they didn't do that to the Earth. So the Inhumans, they created their own society, and then they separated themselves from the rest of humanity because they was evolved more and they had these abilities. And they had they lived in a hidden city at first, and then when that got discovered, they went to the moon. And what they do, the kids, that when they get to a certain age, is put in this chamber, and they're supposed to miss, and then whatever powers they get, that's what they become. And just recently, like, the mist was released on the entire Earth because Black Bolt was trying to protect his people from Thanos. So he released the mist so that all the hidden Inhumans that was living among people but didn't have powers started getting power. That's how you get, like, Miss Marvel and a lot of these new heroes popping up because they have the Inhuman gene.
Wait, so Miss Marvel is Rachel Summers, right?
No. Miss Marvel is Carol Danvers.
No, Miss Marvel is Kamala Khan.
Oh, okay.
Carol Danvers is Captain Marvel. She took over. Yeah. But then
she used to be Miss. To me, she's always going to be Miss Marvel.
Right, but the current Miss Marvel is Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
who's Pakistani. And then they got Moon Girl, who's supposed to be the smartest person on the planet. She's what, like 9 or 10? So she's 5?
Yeah, like she's like 5 times smarter than Reed Richards or something.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Reed Richards, when are they going to come back?
Well, the ultimate Reed Richards is the nemesis for the infamous Doom.
I don't care about it. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because
that's a good book, though, sir. I think for right, and also the things in there, I think they're in a holding pattern with the Fantastic Four until they could get their rights back. So this is going to be the closest thing and you get into the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but, you know, we need Reed Richards back.
I know, like, and then as soon as Reed Richards back, my boy's going to go back to his villainy ways.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite comic book character?
Yeah.
You're talking about Doom's favorite comic book character.
Yeah.
Like I said, it makes sense wouldn't get along because in Doom they're gonna bump heads because it's ego it's ego on both parts. It's just who's smarter.
Yeah. But this Reed Richards is the evil one from the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah, I know. He did the regular Reed Richards because he didn't have his family there to anchor him. So
yeah, and my favorite. No, I don't. First arc is Reed.
Browser's acting on. Don't do this to me.
Even though they barely use him.
But they use them a lot. The X Men in which.
Yeah. Because when that book was written, they took whatever character they was using.
This is before they made Vulcan, but it was because his powers was Scott.
He was Sinister. I thought that he was supposed to be a clone of Scott and Sinister combined or something like that.
He was something like that.
Yeah, I think when he got with Sinister was because he couldn't control his powers.
Right, was Sinister supposedly clone?
He did something to control his powers. He moved part of his brain because he was able to charge like organic matter too, and he was so powerful that that's how they got into the whole Marauders because he was the one who led the Marauders to kill the Murlocs.
Yeah, I know. Oh, come on, now my browser's locking up, and I need to get to some stories real quick. So. This is what I like, though. Just having a comic book.
Chaos.
And,
do y'all play that Marvel Heroes Omega?
I don't know.
What platform?
It just came on. It used to be Marvel Heroes. Now it's Omega. Now it's on the PS4 and the Xbox One and the PC.
No.
So it's like Diablo. The people who made Diablo 2. So you pick your starter hero. And you go around, kill and destroy stuff. But, they got different versions of people and characters. It's fun.
I spent almost 5 years playing a Marvel game on Facebook for them to just say one day, we're going out of business.
Me too. I know. Man, I used to play that game when you get 3 people.
Avengers Alliance.
Yeah. And I had, like, Doctor Doom. And I had, and they just canceled it. Man, that game was fun, though.
I spent hours playing that game, especially when a special ops came up.
Yep.
Like
try to get the
the player versus player battle. I wasn't too much of a fan because you constantly had to play that game in order to get a high ranking. Because in the beginning, I was playing the player versus player. I'd play a couple games, and then the next thing I log in, it says I lost like 20 battles.
Yeah.
And it was never. I was stuck in like the gold level for like a good 6 or 7 ones, and I said, "You know what?
To hell with this."
No. You know what I did? I spent all my time getting all my characters up to the highest level possible.
Yeah.
So then, when I finally got that done, and I went back into the purposive player, I started winning more characters that way. But you still gotta. I mean, you gotta play like I had to play like 250 games in order to do that, and that's a lot of playing.
Yeah. Oh, I used to play the hell out of that game. And I just can't wait. I think Square is supposed to be making an Avengers game. But I'm just mad that Marvel ain't, you know, coming out with more games.
Marvel got Marvel versus Capcom. Which,
well, that's a fighting game. I got that. I'm talking about like
No, I'm talking about 3. They coming out with the
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm talking about like more like a Captain America game, a Iron Man.
Oh, you want an RPG game?
Either RPG or an action game.
Or a straight action game. Well, the action games don't sell like that because I'm a gamer, so it doesn't really. The action games don't really sell that much no more.
Because when Arkham Knight came out.
Oh yeah, I
took off with work, dog.
DC is better when it comes to the games.
Just always one game, Batman. No, just one game, Batman.
It's not Marvel or DC. It's whatever game company they go with.
Yeah.
No, it's not whatever, first off. So.
Yeah, no, okay. I mean, this is
the last time you seen a superhero game.
DC don't make any games. But if they,
I know that. Listen.
It's their studio.
it's still their studio involved. Like one of the best games that's out right now is still Injustice. The story of Injustice, wonderful. Even though it's a fighting game, it's one of the best superhero games out there.
I'm not talking about fighting games. I play those now and then. Besides Batman, DC hasn't had another superhero game. I go all the way back to that Green Lantern game, which could have been great. I'm just saying that I like it better. More adventure games because they're coming out with a new Darksiders game, and that's a pretty decent comic book.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Darksiders 3. I played 1, never finished it. I played 2, finished that one up. But yeah, 3. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait till I get that.
All right, real quick. Let me finish these couple of stories off. Now, last week, you saw the, was it last week or 2 weeks ago about the Cloak and Dagger video that came out?
About 2 weeks ago.
All right, so now this week, an image came out for the Marvel Hulu show, The Runaways. A photo came out of the cast for the Runaways, which, of course, they're the children of supervillains who... of course, go on the run because they don't want to be like their parent. So, are y'all excited for that? Or
I'm gonna have to look into that. The Runaways. I'm all new to this. Surfer. What is the Runaways?
Well, like I said, they're the children of villains.
They
go on the run because they don't want to be like the parents. So. And it's been a popular book since it came out in the early 2000s, so. And Edge of Tomorrow's getting a sequel. I don't know if it's a sequel or a prequel, because I think it's going to revolve around Emily Blunt's character when she had the ability to die and come back to life.
What show was this? I'm sorry, I had to step off.
Edge of Tomorrow's getting a sequel.
Oh, okay. We're talking about the one with Tom Cruise?
Yes.
I haven't watched that, but maybe that might be all right.
You said you watched it or didn't watch it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's a great movie. So the new title is going to be Live, Die, Repeat, and Repeat. Some people don't like the title of that.
Man, that sounds like a WWE title.
Well, the thing was, all right, so this was called Edge of Tomorrow. And the catchline of that was Live, Die, and Repeat. And, of course, a lot of people didn't see Edge of Tomorrow in the theaters because they didn't know what kind of movie it was from the title. But the people that did see it realized it was great. And then, of course, when it came on TV and on video, a lot of people saw it that way and they realized it was good. And, I would suggest you watch it if you get a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of movies that I buy. I just ain't sat down and watched.
I think I've gone through everything. The nominations for the Eisner Awards have come out.
Yeah.
That, of course, is given away at Comic-Con in San Diego every year. I'm just going to read a couple.
Which I will be pretending one day.
Me too. We should all hook up in the same year. I'm going to read a couple of them. Best Single Issue One-Shot. Baybarrel Wax Bodysuit. Beast of Burden. What the Cat Drug In. Blammo Number 9. Criminal 10th Anniversary Special. Sir Alfred Number 3. And Your Black Friend. Those are the best single issue one-shots. And then the best new series, Black Hammer, Clean Room.
Did Tony C write that one?
Don't give him no credit. Deathstroke, Rebirth, Faith, and Mockingbird. And then best continuing series, Astro City, Kill or Be Killed, my favorite, The Mighty Thor, Paper Girls, and then the book that's probably going to win again is Soccer. But we'll find out in July during Comic-Con who wins what. There's quite a few categories you can check out. That's the top awards for comic creators.
I got a question before closing up about the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
They said there's supposed to be a lot of characters showing up that hasn't shown up in films before. Who do you got speculation of?
Well, it's not about who it's hard to say. It depends
who you would like to see. That'd be easier.
Who I want to see in movies?
Yeah.
That Marvel can use?
Yeah.
See, you put me on a spot like that, I can't think. I would have to.
I'll go first and make it break the ice a little bit. Give you a second. I would love to see Namor and Hercules.
Well, the problem with Namor, his rights may be with a different company because they.
I heard they got the rights back.
Okay, if that's the case, then you may see him soon enough.
Yeah, because of Aquaman.
My thing: How can Marvel get the X-Men back? Is there any way they can get them back from?
Yeah, there's a couple ways. Bots?
They could just outright buy them.
Plunk down a whole lot of money,
which Disney has.
Buy out Fox. Hope that X-Men movies bomb to the point where it's no longer,
money.
No longer profitable to put out a movie, and then the rights will
revert
once they don't not use them anymore.
But they can still but Marvel can still use their comic book right
because yeah, they got the
no
movie
Marvel
rights.
Has the comic book rights. They didn't give that away. They gave away the rights smart. For a film.
Yeah,
they should never did that.
Well, that was before they made their studios.
No, it wasn't that. Marvel was going bankrupt and they needed money, which is why they sold a lot of rights to these film companies. Marvel almost went out of business. They were on life support.
Damn, I'm surprised DC just didn't pick them up. Warner Brothers just didn't pick them up.
Well, but that's before the whole superhero movie boom hit.
Yeah. But shit, DC was the most. Well, back then,
No, dog. Because
when it came to cartoons, cartoons,
but both of them had good cartoons.
Nah.
That last Batman. Yeah,
Marvel put out a lot of cartoons that weren't, you didn't realize were Marvel cartoons, but they were Marvel cartoons.
Ooh, no, Static Shock, I knew that.
No, that's DC.
Trash.
That's DC.
Who was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. I'm tripping.
That's Black Panther, dog.
I'm tripping. It is. It is.
I just saw an article that listed the cartoons that Marvel did back in the day.
What did they do? Because I wanna know.
Well, they did like Gem. They did the G.I. Joe. They did Transformers. They did a good 15 different cartoons at one time.
Transformers?
Yeah. They used to write Transformers. She didn't show up until the comic books first, right?
No, the cartoon came out first.
Yeah. Then they made a...
The toy came out first.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the cartoon was made to sell the toy.
Yeah.
But Marvel was always behind. It was a joint thing with whatever Japanese company that was making it in Marvel.
Because that's how we got Rom the Space Knight. They were doing that.
Not as a cartoon. Well, see...
But the toy line stuff.
Marvel, in the 70s, they used to license a lot of properties. DC didn't do that kind of stuff. So that's how they got like Rom. They got Star Wars. Not. Star Wars kind of saved Marvel. Because you know they got the rights to do Star Wars. Nobody knew Star Wars was going to blow up.
Yep.
So it was a time when Marvel was struggling then until Star Wars came out, and then it helped them. So
okay.
Yeah. So that was an invigorating talk, but let me tell you about the other shows here on Rantian Radio, because the hits just keep on coming. Like tomorrow night, the Sports Report live at 11:15. William Morgan, you get to talk all kinds of different sports, and comes on right after Raw. Tuesday night's a doubleheader of Shining Wizards live at 7, and then The Rant live at 9 p.m. Thursdays is Rant and Wrestling. Fridays at 9 is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And then I'll be back here next Sunday at 5 p.m. for the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Is there a pay-per-view next week?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Well, let me see. If there's a pay-per-view, we'll probably have a pre- and post-show for the whatever WWE. You know, the things I see on Facebook is disturbing. Somebody put up a picture like from the Wonder Woman trailer where she walking and you see her in her back and she got the sword in the back of her dress. And then they have a drawing under it that the sword is sliding all the way down, being held up by her buttocks. Now, come on now, people. Who thinks of this kind of stuff?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either, man. I can't figure it out. Anyway, so, fellas, I'm glad you called in. Appreciate it. And next year, Mr. Hightower, get to Free Comic Book Day for us.
I will.
I'll be there next year.
Doom, I'm proud of you. You took your first step. You made it.
What you mean first step? This is the first time I've been in the country when they had it.
I know. You got your cherry popped. You had your first Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't read my books. I picked up the Star Trek Mirror Universe. I picked up the Woman to Woman. I picked up... they had the Karnak number one out, which was not part of the Free Comic Book. It's just, you know, the guy put out extra books that he's not selling. So I picked up that Karnak number one. I wanted to look through that. Of course, I got the Secret Empire. And I got a Zelda book. I'm a big Zelda fan.
Zelda?
I'm a Hero of Time, man. Huh. I love the Hero of Time.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you like Darksiders, you should like Zelda.
Well, what's wrong, Link? Why? You know, Link is the man.
I don't even like that damn game,
man. You
kids,
what game? Which ones have you played?
I don't play no Zelda. Like even when I was a kid, when Zelda first came, I hated Zelda to the fullest. Link
for the Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
Did you play Mario RPG?
No, calling
your feet to the coffin right
see,
there.
I have to give my little brother credit for getting me into Zelda, because he was given a video game when he was like too young to understand how to really do it, and he got Zelda, and he didn't know what to do, and he was like, he asked me to help him. So I'm playing the game, huh?
No, the damn gold cartridge they have for the Nintendo. Yeah. No, I hated that game.
Solid gold, baby.
You know what made that game special? Besides the gameplay?
What?
It was the first game you could save your progress.
Save.
Because the other games you had to have a
code. You had to write it down. You had to save it.
Not a code, you had to have an extra thing to plug in to save the game. But like that you could save your progress on the game. It's on that game. It had a battery in there.
I didn't care. The only thing I really cared about Nintendo was probably Mario.
Right. You wasn't a Donkey Kong fan back in the day?
Mm-mm.
Donkey Kong Country?
Metroid?
No. I used to mess with. I wasn't really a Nintendo fan.
Oh, you was a Genesis guy. You was a Genesis.
Yeah, I was a Sega guy.
You was a Sega clown. Okay.
Sega.
Well, you got Sonic the Hedgehog messed up, man. Game's the best.
I play Sonic.
I used to play the Sega CD. And
that's when it was trash. The Sega CD, that's when Sega was trash. After they came with the CD, trash ass.
And they had this video game where you created your own video. And that song Jump drove me crazy trying to create. I'm creating, my own video, and they tell me it's not a good video. I'm like, what the hell? So, anyway. The problem with the Sega CD was they came out with the Sega. What was the first Sega game without a cartridge that came out? What was that system called again? Was it Saturn or? No, it wasn't Saturn. Okay. Was it?
Which one?
After the Sega CD, what was the Sega game they came out with?
It was the Saturn.
Dreamcast? Saturn?
Saturn. Yeah. Then it
was the Saturn, okay.
It then went to Dreamcast, yeah. The Dreamcast was popping up.
Oh man! You know why the Dreamcast found out that you could burn games and play it.
Mm-hmm. You know why the Dreamcast failed? It didn't have a. You know why the Dreamcast failed?
DVD player.
Yeah, it didn't have a DVD player.
But it was.
That's what sold the PS2, especially overseas. It was in Japan.
Even though they had it, you remember the NFL 2K?
Yeah.
What?
And put Mad almost went out of business, dog.
Business.
You get the game for $30 a pop.
That's why they. Uh-huh. That's why they did. That's why they went to the NFL and did an exclusive license deal.
Yeah, I can't wait to 2K get a hold of that again.
They're gonna put Madden out of business.
EA is never gonna give up that license deal.
Shit! But 2K offered that money. 2K got money because of WWE. 2K NBA got a lot 2K. Of money.
Listen, NBA 2K.
If you're on the inside and you already got the license deal, you're never going to let that go.
Not that.
Because whatever money 2K put up,
I'm quite sure that
EA can match it or beat it.
EA can't match it no more like that. EA don't have a lot of money like that no more.
Oh,
EA games don't have a lot of money. They are losing money because of the game they already came out with, Mass Effect. They are losing money right now.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
Not that. The NFL's going to look at, okay, we can make more money by having two companies with the license. Live and whatchamacallit, because the NFL's going to win regardless.
Yeah, the NFL will win regardless, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's just like, I'm going to go with a wrestling analogy. Madden is like WWE, but when 2K had a football game, it was like WWE versus WCW, or WWF versus WCW. They're going to have to step their game up instead of just little here and there.
And that's why I don't buy the game no more.
Yeah. When you got Live versus 2K, Live has to come with their A game, even though they're getting their ass whipped. 2K come out every year, and it's better and better and better every year.
You know what?
You need.
Sorry, we should continue this after I cut the feed. So let me say goodbye. Everybody say goodbye for me, please.
Yeah. Peace out.
All right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace.